Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
For the surrendered souls, the crown jewel of girls in Braj, the jewel of Maharaj Prishabhanu's dynasty, the jewel who pacifies Shyama's desires, and the jewel who adorns the cottage in the play bower, be the real jewel in the jewel box of our hearts. May Sri Radhika, who is a Chintamani gem for the surrendered souls, the crown jewel of girls in Braj, the jewel of Maharaj Prishabhanu's dynasty, the jewel who pacifies Shyama's desires, and the jewel who adorns the cottage in the play bower, be the real jewel in the jewel box of our hearts. Well, the word jewel means something very special, something very wonderful, something very, I mean, you can find a lot of glass pieces or something in the street, but jewels you don't never find. So jewel is something very extraordinary, very valuous, very valuable. And here is this is so beautiful. I will repeat this. May Sri Radhika, who is the Chintamani gem for the surrendered souls, the crown jewel of girls in Braja. May Sri Radhika, who is the Chintamani gem for the surrendered souls, so when we are with Radhika in this meditation and in this connection, we can be the most happiest people, living beings in the whole universe, because we got something so special which you never could even imagine that it exists in the material world. Sometimes people think that it's very nice to have a lot of money or a lot of fame or a lot of relations with women, whatever. And this is the most incredible in the material world to get. This is nothing in comparison with this Chintamani gem, which is here represented through Radhika.
This is only possible She can't be better. When we are surrendered to Him, only for the surrender show, read the line.
Yes?
The basic thing is this.
The surrendered souls.
You know, explain this.
This
is the basic thing. If you are not surrendered, you cannot understand why she is there. Only she is a surrender soul can understand. When we surrender to her, then we understand. That we are dying in material suffering because of us, because of mind. What is that? Chinta. Chinta. Chinta is my tension. Chinta is a worry. I am worried with the material thing and slowly, slowly we become sick and die. If we not surrender to her, we worry for the material thing and we die. And when we surrender to her, we also think after that. We also worry. Listen. Also we worry for not material thing. We worry for, we do the worry. Because where I am surrendered, I will be doing worry. And this worry, because of my surrender, I will only worry for the Radhika. Because this is the nature of the soul to be worried. Material of people. If you no worry for Radhika, you will sure worry for material. And this worry, material worry, kill us, confuse us, covered us. But the Radhika's worry, if I worry to her seva and to how to arrange the meeting with Krishna, this makes us speak. This chinta of Radhika become money, give light in our life. Our life become lighted. This is the beauty of Radhika meditation. Understand? Clear or not? So she is a jam, because see, if I change my thinking thoughts for her, similar life, similar worry for her, change our life. But only surrendered soul can understand this. If I am not surrender and you will explain, I will not understand. very deep meaning. So every word and every line, even the Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita, read one word by word and think on that. It's not that you conclude from that. Then conclusion will be your conclusion. And these words, if you explain, then it will be the who is writing these words, their feelings will come.
The crown jewel of girls in Braja. The crown jewel of girls in Braja.
Now, second line. There are many gopis in Braja. So, she is the crown jewel, highest than that. Because many gopi, she is the crown jewel. And somebody knows this before, gopis, what is the meaning of gopi? Then they will not understand. But who took shelter of Radhika, they know this thing. And she is the crown jewel.
The jewel of Maharaj Brishabhanu's dynasty.
The father became prestigious because of the daughter born and that jewel born in appear. So the Vrishabhan king become very proud, very famous and very big king. Because love take birth in her home. So his empire is very big. Love not take birth, appear any place.
The jewel who pacifies Yama's desires.
You see? The jewel can pacify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unlimited person, unlimited desire, who can satisfy him? Gopis cannot do. They want to do, but they are not successful. Shama, nobody can satisfy it without Radhika's. When she seeks Radhika, Krishna becomes satisfied. Because she is Alladani Shakti. She is Mahanakya Mahabhava. She is the pleasure-giving potency. She give pleasure to Krishna. If I not make association of the who can satisfy to Krishna, how I can make happy to Krishna? Why he will come to me? So she is teaching how to satisfy this, how to make happiness. Understand? You have to stop when it is finished and again say.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the jewel who adorns the cottage in the play bower.
And jewel?
The jewel who adorns.
Adorns?
The adorns means embellishment. Embellishment. Make it more beautiful.
I don't understand.
To make it more beautiful.
Yeah. Imagine one kunja is there, Baba is there, and without Radhika, Krishna will go there. So Radhika makes the play Baba because she is there. So she is the jewel of the play Baba. If she is not there, what Krishna is doing? So she is the jewel of the Baba and Skunja. She is the reason that Krishna come in the Kunja. And if I become Dasi of Radhika, you need to bother to see Krishna. And then he will come to you. Because he will need you. You don't need him. Because he needs Radhika's association. And when he will come to Radhika, you are the maid servant there. Understand or not? It's obvious. If not you want to see like that, you have to search in the whole universe where you will, I will find it. And we are doing that. We cannot enter in play Baba because we are not maid servant of Radhika. And we are searching where he is not there.
The jewel who pacifies Yama's desires and the jewel who adorns the cottage in the play bower be the real jewel in the jewel box of our hearts.
That should be the jewel we have to keep in our heart. That jewel, if we not keep in our heart, not give in our meditation, then we understand the all philosophy. Want to search myself because I have no entry in his private kunja. I search outside of him. And I search and search and search and search and then become tired and we run away to find easy way in life. But why we are running away? Because of my mistake. That we never see. Why we are running? We are catching nose like this. Why you are running? Because you don't know this way also you can catch the nose.
Just as a Chintamani tool fulfills all desires, Sri Radhika is the Prema Chintamani, fulfilling the single desire of the surrendered souls. Devotional service and love of God. Just as a Chintamani jewel fulfills all desires, Sri Radhika is the Prem Chintamani, fulfilling the single desire of the surrendered souls. Devotional service and love of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had accepted Sri Radha's sweet Chintamani mood, said, even if you don't offer your obeisances unto me, but blaspheme me instead, I will still make you offer obeisances and I will give you the treasure of Prem. All the people will perish if they don't honor me. thinking like this, the Lord's heart melted with compassion. And he took sannyas. They will offer obeisances unto me, thinking me to be a mere sannyasi. Still, that will destroy their misery. And save them. Sri Radha is a storehouse of compassion for the surrendered souls. Chintamani also indicates the remembrance practiced by the devotees. She is like a jewel playing with the swords. Of the surrendered souls. When that remembrance becomes intense, then that Chintamani will be visible inside out. The holy name is also Chintamani. And is appearing on the devotees' tongues. Srimad Shiva Goswami writes, the deity form of the Lord appears before the eyes and the name form appears on the tongue and from the throat. In this way, the devotees can feel this Chintamani gem in all of their senses and become blessed. Sri Radhika is the crown jewel of millions of sweet Raja Gopis of Sri Vrindavan. That are all endowed with Mahabhav. And all the gopis, even Chantravali, are simply her expansions. Just as there is no difference between musk and its fragrance, and fire and its heat, so there is also no difference between God and His energy. But still, in the kingdom of Leela, Radha and Krishna have separated for the sake of playing sweet pastimes with each other and with their devotees. For this reason, Krishna has made Radha the queen of Vrindavan. And this is confirmed in the Puranas. Sri Radha is the jewel that brightens Brijavanu Maharaj dynasty. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami wrote in his Radhika Astakam, she is the blessed desire wine of Maharaj Brijavanu, the best man of Braja. She greatly increased the prestige of Maharaj Brijavanu's dynasty by taking her birth in it. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments as follows on the verse from the Bhagavad. When Maharaj Parikshit heard from Shuka Muni about his dynasty, the Puru dynasty, he understood that the Lord had not descended in it. So he was very disappointed. Shuka Muni could understand what was on the emperor's mind and consoled him by saying, O king, God may not have descended into your family personally, but love of God has certainly descended in it. And I cannot praise the dynasty in which prema has descended enough. From this follows that the dynasty of Maharaj Prisavanu is even more brilliant than the dynasty of Nanda Maharaj, because Mahabhava herself has descended in it. So Maharaj Prisavanu's dynasty became bigger than the dynasty of Nanda Maharaj, because love has descended. And the empire of love is a lot more bigger than the empire of God. Because the empire of love, the empire of love is unconditional. And the empire of God is conditional. Because if you read the Bhagavad Gita, for example, Krishna makes a lot of conditions. He says this and that and this and that. So many things to Arjuna, he explains. But Radharani, there is no condition. It's unconditional to be with Radharani. Unconditional love is the biggest and the most capturing for our hearts. As soon as you put a limit or condition in the word love, this is not the meaning of love. Love will lose its meaning. There's one nice saying, that all you need is love. And this is true. You don't need anything else. Only love. And that's why Radharani, she wants to give to love to everybody. But there is a problem, because Radharani is not going out of Vrindavan. So she could only the ones who are in Vrindavan could get this. And though there's her special mercy through her expansion of Ananga Manchari, because Ananga Manchari is, she can go out of Vrindavan. And this is like we read yesterday in the Nityananda. This is actually Nityananda Prabhu. He's Balaram and Ananga Manchari in one person. And he goes out in the towns and villages. He goes all over this planet to all the different continents and all the different villages and towns, and spread this causeless mercy all over. If it would not be like this, we could have never met the devotees or the mercy of Radharani. It's only through Ananga Manchari and Nityananda Prabhu. So, we go a little bit on here. But a life without love does not attract Krishna. A life without love, that does not attract Krishna. So again, a life without Radharani does not attract Krishna. Who is transcendental bliss personified? Therefore, Maharaj Prisavanu gave him Prema Lakshmi, Srimati Radharani, the goddess of love. And now comes something very, very, very beautiful. His name, Prisavanu, has thus become a success. Vrisha means the astrological sign of Taurus. His name Vrishabhanu has thus become a success. So he only became the success. Why? Because love was born, appeared in his dynasty. So actually his daughter, Radharani, because she appeared in his dynasty, it is so such a wonderful and great dynasty, the dynasty of Vrishabhanu, because Radharani appeared there. And then comes very nice the finish here. Maharaj Vrishabhanu illuminates the cave-like hearts. Maharaj Vrishabhanu illuminates the cave-like hearts of all the people of the world with the sun rays of his love. And now it comes, it's a question, who has a more glorious name and dynasty than him? Impossible. There cannot be a greater dynasty than his, because Radharani, love appeared in his dynasty. And now, Srimati Radha is the jewel of that dynasty. Now we come back to the beginning, and I read this again. May Sri Radhika, with the Chintamani gem for the surrendered souls, the crown jewel of girls in Braj, the jewel of Maharaj Vrishabhanu's dynasty, the jewel who pacifies Shyama's desires, and the jewel who adorns the cottage in the play bower, be the real jewel in the jewel box of our hearts. Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Govind.